rushing and running and trying to fight time. Imagine that this I, the being, am looking down and I am moving the puppet. But you will only move the puppet when you say, as you say. Take it. So it shouldn't be that the leg just moves without you deciding, you consciously deciding. So wherever you are, I'd just like you to start moving yourself, but be really conscious of the connection between the soul and the body. Yeah? Everybody start moving. As I said, don't look at anybody, just you start moving. And be conscious. If you say, I want to raise my hand, then it shouldn't be the hand is raised first. No, I decide, I the soul decide that I will raise my hand and then it will happen. So really master this coordination between soul and body. You can start.
Okay. Hmm? Done.
No, I don't see it done. So walk around in an angelic state. Yeah? Mastering the soul with the body. Yeah. So this is what you're practicing here. So when you go back, you will know how to use the body in a conscious, aware state. Yeah? The soul will tell the body to move forward. Or the arm, or wherever you want to look. I really need you to be in full consciousness now. Don't come into sound, don't speak, just be full conscious. So you are in meditation, but it's a moving meditation. Don't think of the past, don't think of the future, don't worry about the future. Just be totally present here and now. I'm really happy to be here, I'm really happy to enjoy this moment. Be present in the now. The senses, okay, and just take in the fragrance, angels, please. Just walk through the crowd. Angels.
With the eyes open.
In this fragrance. This is the fragrance of spirituality that we're talking about actually. The perfume industry is a multi-billion dollar industry and everybody wants to smell nice. The real fragrance is the fragrance of spirituality. And this is what we want to be conscious of. as I walk around, as I move about, what is the fragrance that I am spreading? We say there is a smell of body consciousness. Devanta Badbu. We say it's the smell, we don't say it's the fragrance. But we say it's the fragrance of virtue. So what is the fragrance of peace? What is the fragrance of love? So every morning, which fragrance do I want to wear? So that as I mingle through people, they catch this fragrance of divinity, purity, spirituality. Okay, thank you. And again now, let's start just walking, but I'd like you now to practice being angel. So what is it like to be an angel? How does an angel walk? You are all angels, okay? Messengers of God. How does an angel walk? Show me, how does an angel walk?
Softly.
Yeah, don't tell me, show me. So walk, let's walk like an angel. So imagine that you are an angel at your work. You are an angel in your home. Angels are not just female. Angels are also male. An angel treads very lightly. The angel does not want to hurt Mother Earth. And the touch of an angel, anything the angel touches and it becomes so beautiful. Becomes part of the stone, becomes divine, the stone intellect becomes the divine intellect. Yes, and now as you're walking and moving, I'd like you to just acknowledge each other as an angel. Don't ignore each other. Just give a nice smile. We are happy angels, not tired angels. And angels are messengers of God. So what is my message to the world? Every day when I leave my house, what is my message? What's the message I want to give to everyone? Messengers are kind. They only wish well for others. Do I have a kind heart? Or is there some bitterness in my heart? What is filled in my heart? And let me remove that. Angels? So keep moving, and as you're moving, Baba's angels will come and give you a badge. And as you get that badge, you can put it on. But just keep moving in angel consciousness. And as I said, feel free to experiment with these concepts here. Nobody will think that you're being crazy. And then when you experience what it's like, it's easy for you to do it out there. When somebody's done something good, they say, oh, this one is an angel. So angels create acts of kindness. say quietly to yourself, I'm an angel. I'm an angel. I'm an angel. Just raise your hand if you don't have a badge. Just raise your hand if you don't have a badge. Angels, please note. Keep your hands raised. You too. Dance in happiness. Yeah, and you can dance very angelically. Dancing doesn't have to be too, you know. So when you are happy from inside, can you prevent that from showing? No. We say that the face is the index of the mind, right? So whatever is inside will reflect itself. So really, please, feel free to dance. I'm sure you've all danced, right? Anybody here not danced ever? Oh, there you go, dance. And we'll talk about happiness. way, whichever one you want. Become lost in this flower. Become lost in this flower. This is a gift from Mother Nature. And look how beautifully it is created. The colors, and some of it has fragrance. Yeah? And Mother Nature knows best, right? And yet we question Mother Nature. And we want to change Mother Nature. But no. So I'd like you to really appreciate what you have and be grateful for what you have, okay? And as you walk around, you will exchange this flower with others. But as you do that, you will just look at each other here for a moment, and with love you will give your flower and take the other one. So again, back to soul consciousness. Yeah, we're still happy, but we are soul consciously happy. Okay? So just find somebody, exchange the flower, and then appreciate that flower. And then exchange the flower again and again. Okay? Give a moment, Drishti. Yeah, and again, observe what you have next. That was red, this is yellow. And it's so perfectly symmetrical. Appreciate what you have. Keep looking at what you have. Don't look at what somebody else has. Look at what you have. And when you feel that you've appreciated it enough, then you will part with it and you will share it with somebody else. So maybe you might like to find somebody who has another kind of flower. Pleasure in giving or in receiving?
Giving.
Giving, you sure?
Yeah.
give it to me first. Only when you give it to me, I will give it to you. So we create these games. So what about a virtue? What about a power? Why should I wait for somebody to give it to me before I give it to them? Right? Think about it. We always say give and ye shall receive. So let me be the first, let me be the greater one to give. If I'm waiting for somebody to give to me, it's like I'm waiting for a salary. It's like I'm working for them. They're my boss, you see? And I'm waiting for something from them. So don't make anybody your employer, your boss. You be the boss, you be the king, you be the one to give. Have the big heart to give. Okay? Okay. Let's walk around now once again as king. I'd like you to get into your kingly consciousness. Kings or queens, whatever you prefer. You can hold on to your flower or you can place it somewhere. Up to you. Or keep it with you. But just be grateful that you have a flower. So what is it like to be a king? We are learning here Raja Yoga meditation. What does it mean to be a king? So imagine that all of us are wearing this subtle crown on our head. Right? The crown of, we say, responsibility. Which means all of us have a responsibility to each other. To be nice, to be kind, to be loving. It's a responsibility. So as a king, be in that kingly consciousness. The king is always the one who has, right? The king is the one who is able to give to others. So how much do you have? Do you have enough to give? How big is your treasure store? The king's treasure store is always big. How much do you have enough to give? Do you have enough? And how are you accumulating this treasure? And as soon as I said, become a king, did you notice that your posture became, yeah, from like this? Like this, did you feel that?
Yeah.
Exactly. So we're not beggars, right? We are kings. And this is the awareness we need to have when we are in the world. Right? Don't wait for anything to come to you. Things will come to you, but naturally. A king is the one that makes things happen. The king doesn't have to do a lot of running around. The king naturally makes things happen. And so me with my subtle powers, right? So I'm not literally a king, I don't have my throne. But here, I'm a king here. And so with my mind and my thoughts, I make things happen. Or I have the thought, so and so should call me, and they call me. Or I say, I'm going out, I want everything to be smooth and easy. My time is valuable. And everything works like clockwork. You get your parking, the cashier till is free. You know, you're able to get things done in a short space of time. This is kingly consciousness. That I'm the master of my life. I'm not a slave to my life, I'm a master of my life. But you have to be in that consciousness. You have to turn on the switch of that consciousness. You have to believe that I'm a king and that this is my kingdom and everything has to listen to my orders. But you have to prove yourself to be worthy of receiving. Right? Not just you're ordering it, but it wants to serve you. Time wants to serve you. Everything, nature, elements, the drama, the sequence of events, everything wants to serve you. But you have to be worthy of receiving that. Yeah? So once again, just stay here in your kingly consciousness. Once you get your blessing card, you will read your blessing card. Because blessings come to us easily. Blessings should come to us easily. And everything we do to receive blessings. Right? So again, I'd like you now, as you walk around, move around, I'd like you to embody this blessing. Right? Read the blessing, register it, and now try to practice it. So let me just give an example. So this blessing says you radiate with the realization that peaceful thoughts create a peaceful world. So now as you walk around, I'd like you to radiate the peace and visualize that the world is peaceful. Yeah? Can you do that? Just practice using that blessing in your life. Embodying that blessing, try and live it. Again, you will exchange this blessing. Share that blessing. Again, give a little moment drishti to this person. So give the blessing with love. And once again, you will embody that next blessing. And I always say that blessings help to oil the wheels of our life. Blessings make everything much easier, much smoother. If it's not a blessing, then it could be a curse. Right? Sharp. So we need dua, not sharp. So as we give happiness to others, which is blessings to others, we become full of blessings ourselves. Just by appreciating others, just by wishing them well on their journey, we become blessed ourselves. And you have to say to yourself, I'm such a blessed soul. And I have everything that I need right here inside of me. Everything I need, everything I, the soul, need is right here inside of me. I'm so blessed, I'm so lucky. And if you pass that blessing, really wish that soul well, that same benefit from this blessing. Yes, you will exchange the card. You will give your card and you will get another card back. You give blessings and you receive blessings. We used to think that only God can give us blessings, but now we realize that we can also give each other blessings. The blessings are given from a very high consciousness. My heart is so full that I'm just, giving. Naturally, it's overflowing. And think about it, when you have so much and you're giving, then you don't feel that somebody's taking advantage of you. This is how we feel here. We run this organization and we give freely what we can. And we don't think anybody's taking advantage of us. Because we're here to give and you're here to take, and that's perfect. And you take as much as you want and we give as much as we can. So it's not about taking advantage. So don't be afraid that if I give so much to this person, what will they, think of me, or will they want more? Or actually, a lot of our fears stop us from actually giving. We're afraid we might set up a system or a pattern, or we might make them dependent. Or if I want something in return, then it's a business. Even if I want respect, if I want recognition, if I want appreciation, then that's a business. I'm doing business. That's not seva. Seva means to just give altruistically. And the good thing is all of you know, right? Naturally in your country, in Bharat, karma. Karma is there that when you give,
yesterday, or was it this morning, I said, there's bankruptcy of the soul. So how do we know that we are full? How do we know that we've accumulated enough? When we are naturally, and constantly happy. Not fleeting happiness, not, thore samay ke liye. Constantly and naturally happy. And happy because of no reason. I'm not happy because I got a blessing card. I'm not happy because somebody looked at me, nicely. I'm not happy because I got a big fat check. Not happy because, there shouldn't be a because after happiness. I'm just happy. Because if there is a because, then if that thing goes, your happiness goes with it. You see? So not happy because. I'm just happy, naturally happy. And this we create through meditation. We're sitting there and we feel blissed out. Sometimes people think we're crazy. Why are we happy all the time? Koi marta hai to bhi hum khush. Not we're smilingly happy, but we're not sad. Because when you understand then you're happy. In other words, you're content. There's no question mark. Why do you want me to speak in English? Because most of you understand English, right? If I spoke Japanese, Turkish, I speak some Turkish. You want me to speak in Turkish? Why do you want me to speak in English? So that you understand, right? Yeah, and unless you understand, you will not make the click. You need to make the click.
So one is the contentment, it's not the quantity. It's what we put in the food. When we cook the food, we call it yogi food. When we cook the food, we are remembering God. We are putting in those yogic vibrations. We play nice music, devotional music. We can just play some nice meditation music. And put those vibrations into it. Maybe you've gone to a restaurant and you've eaten. And you come back very angry. And you think, why am I so angry? I wasn't like this before I went. But it's the temperament of those people. Maybe they had a bad day. Maybe they had an argument. So that energy has gone into your food. And you've ingested that energy as well as the food. So really we have to be so conscious of what we eat. How we eat, how much we eat. Yogis should not eat that much actually. Because they are full here. That feeding is just to feed the body. And I don't know, some of you might be aware that you're still chewing slowly, yeah? I'm just keeping you busy, yeah? Yeah, still appreciate what you're having, yeah? Maybe some of you know that the founder of the organization, Brahma Baba, so they went through a period where there was very little money, especially when they came to Mount Abu. And when they came here, much of the money was used in the transportation. Somebody had promised that they would pay for all this, you know, the transportation of all the 300 students and the luggage and everything. But then last minute, let Drupadiya, Baba Drupadiya, he deceived Baba, because he wanted him to fail. So then Baba's money also used himself in that, so when they came there was very little to eat. And so what did Baba do, right? In the morning there was not even enough for breakfast. But afterwards, when they returned about 10, 11, they didn't even realize they hadn't had breakfast. Because their spirits were full. Dil bhar gaya tha. Their hearts had become very full. So here too, it's not about how much. In God's remembrance, and they feed it to their family, and the family members also become calm. You know, they also become cool and calm and that energy. They don't have to say anything. They don't have to say be yogi, be this, be that. No, you don't have to speak. Just by giving good vibration. Right? Like Ashamini was saying, it's not jadu. We put jadu into the food. The jadu is the love, the kindness, the pure vibration. And this is what calms them down. Feed the soul. Every day we feed the body, but how much are we feeding the soul? We eat so much, but every day you need to feed the soul. That means create pure, peaceful, positive, powerful, and purposeful thoughts. That's 5 P's. Pure, peaceful, positive, powerful, and purposeful thoughts. The thoughts should have some meaning, some purpose. Otherwise, don't create the thought. Feed this to the soul every morning and then see how your day goes. you to really feel it. And I'd like you to say it to yourself quietly in your mind. And really believe it when you say it. I am a soul. I am a soul. I'm a diamond. I'm precious. I'm priceless. I'm beautiful. And so let me not underestimate my role. The diamond is very strong. I need to be strong from the inside out. All the colors of all the virtues. Create your self-respect from inside out, not outside in. Build your inner strength. Flex your muscles of the mind. And then you will always be happy. You will always be peaceful. You will always be able to give what's needed at any moment.
संस्कृति